Humble. And all the scattered ones. Right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, every year went by so quickly. Amazing. I guess we're getting old. The young people always thought, oh, it goes so slowly. But and you know, time is always a test for all of us. Yep. And every year we must go on. I've seen so many people dropped out. Stopped. Left. For so many different reasons. Doesn't matter if we go slower, but you have to go sure, onward. It's very, very important. Mm-hmm. Time is a test. Time is a test. And remember, we have an author, a beginner, but we also have a finisher.
Amen.
But, you may have a good start, but a terrible end. Now, in a race, it is always like that, a long race. A lot of people, they run so fast and so good in the beginning, but they run out of gas. At the end, they run out of gas. Not only they slow down, they drop. They quit.
Yeah. Right.
They broke down. Yeah. We should not do that. You know, Hebrews again, and also Paul in his epistle told us we're running a race.
Mm.
The main thing in running a race is to be steady. Mm. And keep your eyes on the goal.
Amen. Mm.
Yeah. Now, anything that we do, even on the earth, we have to do it in a steady way. Mm-hmm. Right, you were in swimming before, right? You need to practice. You need to exercise. You need to get into the rhythm. Mm-hmm. And you need to continue to advance and grow. Mm-hmm. If you don't, then you quit. Before we arrive at the goal, don't ever think that you know everything now. Do that. You know, this is always a snare. So may the Lord have mercy on us. Nobody can teach you these things, but actually your whole human life is a lesson to you. Spiritual principles are the same. You cannot quit. You have to go on. Doesn't have to be super fast, but you have to be steady in your growth in spiritual life. You cannot skip. You know, from first grade you want to go to high school. It's impossible. Keep going. Learn more. And remember, don't just learn doctrine. Knowledge in the Bible. That will not help you to advance. But in every step you go through, you have to experience the reality, the real thing. Otherwise, you cannot advance. You know, to have the knowledge is very deceiving because you thought you got it. But then you don't have the reality, you don't have the experience. This is why it's always so easy to get puffed up. And every step you go on, there is a discipline. There is a dealing. And the going on also is shown by the dealings of your flesh and the self. You cannot advance spiritually if there is no change in your being. You will notice if there is a change. You will notice. Any spiritual advancement and growth is also measured by how much dealings you receive from the Lord. So if you bear the fruit of the Spirit, you must also experience the death, the crucifixion of Christ, dealing with your flesh and the self. This is, how do you call it? Proportional, right? The more you grow spiritually, the more your flesh is being dealt with. Inversely proportional.
Yes.
If you grow in the flesh, you definitely will go down in the spirit. Yeah. You can see it in the curve. You can see it in your daily experience. You cannot fool yourself, and do not fool yourself. Many people today are fooling themselves. Spiritual growth is not measured by knowledge. Doesn't mean that knowledge is not important. Of course you have to know. But just to know doesn't mean you have it. You may just have the copy. You may just have the shadow. You may just know the written letter. We human beings are measured very often our maturity by the knowledge. How much you know. But a spiritual growth is not measured by that, but by the substance. We all need to learn this. Believe me, I've seen people who have so much knowledge. At the end, I don't see any substance there.
Oh, Lord.
Right. So, do not put your trust in just plain knowledge in your head concerning the Bible. But you should measure your spiritual growth by the substance of Christ that you gain.
Amen.
That's why Paul says, it grows, the body, the church, grows with the growth of God. It's not how much knowledge you have, but it's how much of this living God you have gained. It's very important. And if you have gained the Lord, then people can see the glory. You cannot hide it and you cannot pretend it. You have it, people will see. Okay, yeah. Unless they are blind. If you don't have it, you want to pretend it. The tail is going to come out sooner or later. Yeah. Right. you will always be what you are. That's right. You see, even that confirms it. You will always be what you are. And sooner or later it will come out. And you can fool people, but you cannot fool God. Hebrews chapter 4 tells us everything is exposed before his eyes. He knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. Right. And we all need to humble ourselves before the living God. Don't think you know. Because even if you know the knowledge, means nothing. It means nothing.
Right.
Amen. May the Lord have mercy on us.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord have mercy on us. May we all advance in the coming year.
Amen.
Know him. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, praise God for the conference.
Amen.
Amen. What a way to end the year and to begin the new year.
Amen.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
A book to encourage us to go on.
Amen.
And not to remain the same.
Yes.
Amen. And don't be afraid of failures, especially the young people. He who learns will always fail. Right? And the failures, the saying goes, is the mother of success. You know, when I heard Emmanuel play piano now, oh my God, he's really, he went on, improved. 2 years ago, I thought, oh boy. But a year and a half later, you really improved. Wow. You know, and spiritually, it's the same. We must keep on advancing, go higher. The song of ascent. This is our desire for all the believers. But you see people descend. Yeah. That's not good. That is not good. Don't think it will not happen to us. It will happen to anyone. That's why in the book of Revelation, seven churches, you can see in the first centuries all the way to 1500 to the years, the churches went downhill and degenerated. Then from the Reformation, the time, then the Lord's work begins to ascend. And then people refuse to go on, so they remain in the stage where they have reached, and that's it, they stop. We should not stop.
Amen.
We should not stop. You may be very knowledgeable in college and sophomore year, junior year, don't think you already learned enough. You always have much more to learn.
It's
much more spiritual riches to discover. A few years back, I heard an older brother said, "Oh, he has seen everything in the Bible that needs to be seen." Wow. I said, "Wow," not because I admire that he has seen everything. I said, "Wow." He's a foolish man. How can you see everything? You say God has nothing more to show you.
He hasn't seen the verses of the unsearchable riches of Christ.
Yes. Well, he preached about that before. But then the time came, he searched out everything, at least he thought. Yeah, even in Europe, one brother said, "We don't need any more new revelation. I don't believe in progressive revelation in the Bible." Right?
Yeah, I heard it.
Yeah.
Well, so what do you need? You just need to refresh the old souk. The old revelation. Warm it up again. How about that? That already says a lot. That means they don't want to go on anymore, right? They graduated.
And they can be raptured soon.
I doubt it. Not only they will not be raptured, they will go down the pit. If I graduated now in my human living, you'll have to bury me 6 feet under, 2 meters deep. I'll not be raptured, I'll be down there. Right, Dr. Lorraine? You cannot stop growing, you need to go on. Anything that is living cannot stop growing. Mm-hmm. You stop growing, that's the end. So, let us really go on. Let us go on. And you will know whether you have changed or not. Don't think you will not know. That's what Paul said to Timothy. Let your progress be known to all. That means people have to see you progress. I've seen the progress growing of these two girls here sitting here, from baby all the way to this age. Still changing, right? Or are you already fully mature? May the Lord have mercy on us. Amen. Pray that it change your locality, anywhere, everywhere, will continue to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay.
guests will be leaving tomorrow.
What time?
The Ma family will be leaving at 8.
Yeah. Early in the morning?
8:21.